I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aleppo's survivors were posting their goodbyes on social media as Syria's government forces rolled in. Their desperation struck an international chord. On Friday, the evacuation from Aleppo was suspended again. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says their partners have been helping to provide the essentials that are needed to survive.
God's doing a work in spite of all that's happening in this country, but it is a country that will take a long time to ever recover, and that's so difficult for Christians who want to remain in their country and be a light. It's getting closer and closer to being impossible, and so they very much need our prayers.
And here's why it matters.
They've had people ask, why are you doing this? And they said, God compels me, and it's an opportunity for them to share their faith.
And our next story comes from a completely different direction. What to buy for the person who has everything. Instead of gifting another tie that'll join the ties of Christmas past, how about buying a gift in that person's honor for somebody in need through Operation Mobilization's Christmas catalog? If your aunt's a teacher, you can give in her name to send a child to school in Malawi for a year. Operation Mobilization's Chris Fedlam says,
the gift itself, of course, goes to an individual living in largely impoverished conditions, but meeting these urgent physical needs, that really allows us the opportunity to connect with individuals and gives us a platform to meet the much greater spiritual poverty need by sharing the gospel.
The details of that and more can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Groups like Christian Aid Mission are offering a Christmas gift catalog to help other ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.